Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about an attitude of gratitude. Prosperity is always attracted to positive energy. I'll discuss several ways to stay prosperous and joyful during the holidays and into next year, no matter what's going on in the economy. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that the new year is just around the corner. And that means that now is the time to order your printed or online 2010 Good Timing Guides. And please do this soon. Every year we have people who don't get their printed guides on time because of the mail. The cheapest way to ship this book is via media mail, but it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks during this season for it to get there. So please do yourself a big favor and order your 2010 Good Timing Guide soon. Now, if you've never owned one, you are missing out on one of the most important tools for success. This guide will help you work in harmony with the universe for all your projects and important tasks next year. And you can have the wind at your back by ordering your copy at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I have another possibility for you. I'm also looking to sponsor new members at the Columbia Tower Club in Seattle. And if you're interested in becoming a member of this fabulous business and social club in the heart of downtown Seattle, let me know, and I will arrange for you to get a tour and an invitation to join. You can call me about this at my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, are you feeling a bit more energized lately? We're in the midst of a cycle which has a lot of energy associated with it. This is the Sun trine Mars, and it's known for bringing with it a lot of physical energy. The Sun is already in the fire sign of Sagittarius, which is full of energy and enthusiasm. And yesterday, it had a lovely trine with Mars in the fire sign of Leo. So this pair is full of plenty of energy and passion, and you should be able to get a lot done with this. This cycle stays in range through December 17th, so please make good use of it. Well, the Sun is trine Mars. It's also sextile Jupiter. So we have some great energy going on that can help things work out if you have something about to come to completion. Sun sextile Jupiter is an opportunity for high growth energy that's also great for the holidays. It tends to expand us and make us feel good. The cycle of Sun sextile Jupiter is in range beginning today, December 11th, and it peaks on December 14th. It stays in range through December 17th. Now, in addition, we get two other helpful cycles at very close to the same time, Sun sextile Chiron and Sun sextile Neptune. These occur just days apart because we have Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune very close together right now. These are all opportunities. Sun sextile Chiron is an opportunity to heal or to transform yourself in some way that assists you in your quest. The cycle is in range today, December 11th through December 16th, and it peaks on December 13th. The Sun sextile Neptune is an energy that is compassionate, helpful, and sensitive. We tend to be a little more aware of how others are doing and how we can assist them. We're also more intuitive with this energy. Sun sextile Neptune is in range December 13th through the 18th, and it peaks on December 15th. Now, here's another heads up for you. If you have any chance of completing a project, this is it. The Sun is going to act as a go-between from Mars to Jupiter and complete any projects that are ready to finish. Your project must be complete by December 14th, or it's very likely that it will never complete, at least not in its present configuration. That's because Mars will go retrograde and start moving backwards on December 20th, and it stays retrograde through March 10th. During this time, we rethink our projects, and in this case, we're likely to leave behind undone projects. We never complete them because we reconsider what we want to do for the next 2 years and begin moving in a different direction. So do what you can now to complete whatever projects you can by December 14th. This is our last chance to sneak something in there. It might still work if you complete it by December 16th, but there's also the chance that you may miss the boat. Now, here's a good note about all of this, though. Jupiter is conjunct Chiron exactly now, and that tends to be an excellent growth and financial cycle. This is a very strong cycle that is seeding the next major growth in our economy right now. Those seeds are related to technology, the internet, metaphysics, radio and television, the airlines, utilities, and interestingly enough, equality and democracy. So this is a great time for starting anything related to that list. Jupiter stays within a very tight conjunction of 1 degree with Chiron through December 15th, and it stays in range all the way through January 15th. So we have plenty of time to use this great energy. It's also followed by Jupiter conjunct Neptune and, of course, Chiron conjunct Neptune. This triple conjunction will peak on December 21st. Jupiter conjunct Neptune, though, could be very visionary, very idealistic, and a little bit unrealistic as well. So stay grounded while you're having those wonderful visions, at least a little bit. This cycle is occurring in Aquarius, so the ideal is for everyone to have access to the same potentials. This is a great time to be doing any vision boards that you didn't get done before. You can still do that through January 15th, since this energy is in range through them. Okay, all that good news is followed by an erratic cycle of Sun square Uranus. We might see some unusual or radical behaviors from some of our leaders with these energies. The cycle is already in range, and it's the one that most represents Tiger Woods having that accident. That's not the kind of situation you expect from a guy like Tiger Woods. So that's just a good example of what you could see with this energy. You may be feeling a bit restless, hyperactive, or even just ready to do something completely different. This cycle came into range on December 7th. It peaks on December 14th, and it stays in range through December 20th. So watch out for the unexpected. And we're also seeing some interesting things from Obama under this cycle. Next, we have a lovely cycle of Venus trine Mars. Wow, we love this one. That's a great energy for love relationships and getting what you want. It can also be a good energy for making money. This cycle comes into range today on December 11th. It peaks on December 17th. And then Venus sextiles Jupiter on December 20th. Suggesting there's a good money day there. The moon is also conjunct Jupiter that day and sextile Venus, so look for lots of fun and money to show up at about that time. Just remember, Mars is also going retrograde that day, so there could be delays for the money. Next, we're now in the cycle of what I call blue communications. The cycle started on December 9th, and it lasts through Christmas on December 25th. This period precedes Mercury retrograde, and basically, this is the period when we tend to make a lot of mistakes. So it's very important to slow down and double-check all details. Otherwise, you're going to be blue when you discover those mistakes. I've seen some doozies of mistakes made in this period. Be sure you check all your gifts to make sure you're buying the right size, color, etc. Check the details for your holiday dinner, too. You need to double-check all details now and do this all the way through Christmas. Mercury retrograde will begin December 26th. next. Here's another reminder that we're still into the cycle of Saturn square Pluto, which is associated with structural transformation, power and control issues. Oh, we love those things. Now, if you're encountering any issues of that nature, then your real job is not to manipulate or force others into doing what you want. Your real job is to control yourself. Other people bring up power and control issues when we have them within us. You have no real power over anyone but yourself, so don't attempt to control others. Instead, control yourself, and as you shift, so will others. So pay attention to what's coming up now, as it will come up later, since Saturn square Pluto will be with us through early April, and it peaks a second time on January 31st. Be back again in late July through August as part of the cardinal climax. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register for it, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the homepage. Get signed up today. Now, what one thing can you do easily to attract more blessings, money, and joy this season? When I come back from the short break, I'll talk about an attitude of gratitude and some tools you can use to prosper. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Bye. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about an attitude of gratitude. Prosperity has always attracted the positive energy. I'll discuss several ways to stay prosperous and joyful during the holidays, no matter what's going on in the economy. And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So let's just start with the basics. Here we are at the end of the year again, in a season that's known for gift giving. We often have many opportunities to practice gratitude during this time of the year. What's amazing, though, is how often we fail to do that. We often receive so much and we're so busy that we fail to write those thank you notes. We might verbally tell someone thank you, but considering the amount of time, money, and effort it takes to buy and wrap a gift, getting just a verbal thank you just doesn't seem like an appropriate response. It's almost like we're too busy to be grateful. Now, for those of you who are parents, I want to ask you, how do you feel when your children continuously ask you for more and more and more, but they're not grateful for what they receive? How do you feel about getting their next request? Probably not too happy. I am sure you've experienced this. So just imagine how the universe feels when we're constantly expecting more and more and more and never stopping to say thank you. Can you imagine how our expectations for more would fall on the deaf ears of the universe when he asks for the next thing and the next and the next? Perhaps the recession will be helpful for cultivating gratitude and appreciation. We have more time to notice what we do get and fewer thank yous to write. But an attitude of gratitude is about more than writing thank you notes for gifts. It's an entirely different approach to life than we typically see here. It's funny how we've evolved here in America. We have an attitude of entitlement instead of gratitude. And we expect to have, you know, hot showers, a good breakfast, nice clean clothing before we head out to the work, out the door to work. And these are things that a large percentage of the world does not experience. We expect gifts from other people and holiday cards. We expect bonuses at work and special deals from suppliers. We expect certain tasks to be fulfilled by family members and friends. And with all that we expect, and it's a lot, you might think we'd naturally spend more time being grateful for all that we have and receive. But that's not what I usually observe. Often people are unhappy that they don't have even more. Sir John Templeton once said that an attitude of gratitude brings many blessings. So just what is an attitude of gratitude? I like to think of it as the main approach to life. It's not about what we expect. It's about being grateful for all the many blessings that we receive each and every day. Now imagine being grateful for that hot shower, or these days, maybe you're grateful for the car payment you were able to make, or the rent or mortgage payment you were able to pay. And whenever we're grateful for anything at all, the universe brings us more of it. So one of the great ways to ensure you will get gifts from others, including the universe, is to be truly grateful for everything you receive. We have our times when the power goes out and we don't have hot showers or hot meals or heat and in some places even water. To me, those times are such a wake-up call, a little knock on the shoulder to say, just imagine you could live like this every day. Many others do. But our power goes back on and then we go back to expecting things to be a certain way. And whatever gratitude we may have had for electricity or anything else evaporates into the craziness of our daily lives. We continue down the path of expectations, ungrateful for the many blessings we have. Now, cultivating an attitude of gratitude takes some focus. It's like a muscle we need to use more often so we can remember to be grateful for the many things that come to us on a regular basis. Gratitude and appreciation are one of the top tools for creating more prosperity in our lives. And that's because whenever we're in this positive energy of gratitude, we're sending out a positive energy to others and the entire universe. That's what attracts more blessings and gifts to us. Like attracts like. And even Oprah said that she had the biggest increase in her career after keeping a gratitude journal. Just write down 5 things every day that you're grateful for, and you will start getting an attitude of gratitude. It would help if we could just be grateful for little things. I think this would help us change our focus. Now, yesterday I went to the grocery, and they had my favorite Thai chicken salad in the deli. I was so grateful because they hadn't had much of it lately, and I was so hungry for it. It was such a little thing. But to me, I was thrilled and so grateful. I'm constantly thanking the universe for finding me great parking places downtown or sending me enough money to pay the bills. I'm often grateful for someone who smiles and does their best to help me in any situation, and for someone who lets me change lanes in heavy traffic. It doesn't need to be a big deal for gratitude to kick in. I had a great Aunt Ruby for many years who lived well into her 90s. My ex-husband used to notice that he loved to do things for her because she was always so grateful for everything she received. She always wrote a lovely thank you note for every gift we gave her. And he realized that he was always ready to do something more for her because he got such positive energy back for everything he did. Now, basically, that's what's going on. There's always an energy exchange that's going on between the giver and the receiver. It doesn't matter if that giver is the universe or an intimate lover. Both are going to remember what they received in return for their gift. The more gratitude you feel, the better your giver will feel for having given you the gift. So you tend to attract more and more gifts to yourself when you're grateful. It's a circle of joy. Now, I'm not just talking about holiday and birthday gifts. The universe sends us plenty of gifts every single day. We just usually fail to recognize them because most of them aren't wrapped up in a pretty paper with lovely bows and things like that. And our friends, our family members, our coworkers, our bosses, and neighbors are all different forms of gifts to us. Our health is a gift. Or how about being able to listen to great music on your way to work? What a gift that is. The universe provides us many gifts. We just need to recognize and be grateful for them. That's the ticket to receiving even more. Now, what else can you do in this season of prosperity, fun, and joy to ensure that more money and prosperity come to you? Now, don't laugh. One of the best ways to ensure you get what you want is to be grateful in advance for having already received it from the universe. There's that gratitude again, which in this case is bringing you exactly what you want. Now, this is a simple process, and it's easy to do. There's even a link on my website to an article titled How to Create Anything, which includes this process. So just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Then click on the link for articles and you'll find it. Now, to do this process, it's very simple. First, just put yourself in high energy. I like to do this by remembering my 50th birthday party, but it can be any time when you felt wonderful, excited, or joyful. Then once you're in that high energy, the second step is just to start thanking the universe for having already provided whatever it is that you desire. You must use those words, already provided. Don't ask for something to come to you in the future. It will never come because you're always here in the present moment, and you will never arrive in the future. Third, as you give thanks for what you want, having already come true, imagine what it feels like, smells like, tastes like. What are you doing when this happens? Who else is there? See and hear what's happening around you and put in the details of your desire. Fourth, just remain in this high energy, feeling thankful that your desire has come true for a minimum of 17 seconds each time you do this. 17 seconds is what's needed to combust the energy to the next highest level. And do this for a total of at least 68 seconds per day. That's the daily minimum needed to manifest your desire. Last, allow your desire to come true. Whenever you hear any negative thoughts about it coming true, just say out loud, cancel, clear. Then substitute a positive thought like, of course the universe wants to bring me XYZ. Suspend your disbelief and allow it to come true. Remember, we always create the last thought. So if your last thought is that it won't happen, That's what you'll create. So remember to cancel, clear those, and substitute that positive thought. Now, here are two things to remember. First, never ask for anything or say you need or want something. Those words indicate that you lack it, and you're only reinforcing the fact that you don't have it. Asking for anything, implies it will arrive in the future. But you are never going to arrive in the future, as you're always in the present moment. So the trick is to always thank the universe for having already provided it, and feel that you have it in the present moment. Next, this process works best when it's something your heart truly desires and not something you should want or that someone else wants for you. You must be aligned mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually with your goal or desire in order for it to manifest. Otherwise, you're sending the universe mixed signals, and it doesn't know what you really want. As we live our lives, for the many blessings we receive each day, we'll create more and more of them. And then we'll have even more to be grateful for. So choose to live a life filled with gratitude every day, and prosperity will always find you. Now, next, do you have a question for me? After the short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Thank you.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me, but call me quick because I'm only here through Monday for the rest of this year. And you can easily arrange that with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. Okay, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to go to Stacy. She's calling from Seattle. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. I just moved here from Phoenix about 3 months ago, and I am coming out of a lot of chaotic mess in my past and with my family, and I came here to clear everything. And my question to you is, in doing that, I want to know if eventually, once all this clears, I'll be reunited with my children and my family in a really positive way. And I'm currently writing a book about all of this, and I wanted to know if you see anything about that or if that is a successful endeavor, because I'm writing it to hopefully help others that have been in the same situation I have, so it sheds a little light on the situation.
So what happened here with your family? How did you end up getting separated from them? You think
it was
separated from your kids?
Yeah, it was just a really awful separation with my ex-husband.
Oh,
that type of thing.
So you're asking if you're going to get reunited with your children.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're going through a fairly challenging time in the area of kids. And it looks like, I mean, you're past the worst of it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely past the worst of it. But I imagine it could take a couple more years before this whole thing is resolved. I'm not saying for sure it'll take that long, but, you know, although you're past the rest of it, you know, I mean, you're past the worst of it, you know, there's still some energy here that's going to take a while. I would guess about 2 years.
Okay.
Before it's going to...
And that's okay. I just,
yeah.
I'm kind of looking at the big picture of things.
Right,
so,
right.
That doesn't bother me at all. So that's,
okay.
That's great.
Yeah, and I can see how you would be writing a book about something like this, and I would encourage you to keep writing and working on it. You probably will not be able to, perhaps, it depends a bit on how the focus of the book is, but you may not be able to get it, you know, published right away because you're still in the midst of it. But,
right.
But it does look like an excellent time for you to be writing. And there's a lot of visionary energy that you're getting and a lot of creativity that's coming into you via your writing.
Okay.
So, yeah, and communicating in whatever way that most appeals to you. So
okay. Do you see this helping? Like, what I want to do really is help a lot of people with it and just shed some light on a situation I don't think too many people are really looking at in a family setting, like
okay.
Domestic violence and that type of thing. So
did you say violence?
Yeah, like in a domestic violence situation.
Oh, okay, domestic violence, yes, okay, yeah.
But it's more like a golden handcuff kind of situation, and I really want to write about that and really shed the light on that because it's like brushed under the carpet.
Right,
so,
right.
But that, I mean, what you're saying to me is like I'm cultivating it and the energy is there. It's just going to take a bit if I'm understanding
what
you're
saying. Well, I mean, depending on the focus of your book,
You see, you might be able to get something out fairly quickly as an ebook. And
okay.
You know, there's a guy online, Robert Evans, who has themessengernetwork.com, and he has like a way. He teaches a course of writing mini books that you can sell online.
Okay,
that might
okay.
be something that would get you going quicker. You know, get some of the information out faster than what, you know, waiting for a typical publisher might take.
Right. Okay.
You know,
and
there's one possibility, you know, that you can.
Is there anything else that you see, like, right off the bat, like, even just talking to me, that I should be aware of or good
well,
thing or anything?
Well, you are the, you were born, you know, in the group in the mid-60s that was born to be a social change maker. The whole group of you that came in then, you see, were born to do that work. And your work is coming to fruition over the next, I mean, that work, the social change-making work. That
okay.
work that you guys, all of you came in to do that. You all have that revolutionary energy within you. You embody it. And so part of your job is to utilize that energy to make changes in society that are needed. So you're doing it through this process that you just described.
Okay.
And
great.
Over the
excellent.
Next, yeah, over the next several years, 2010 through especially 2015, you know, all through that five-year period will be a time when, you know, your group and you included will be, it'll be very, very important for all of you to be doing your work. The revolutionary energies will be back in full force beginning next year. About the middle of next year. And so it'll be time for you guys to be doing that work. So, you know, if you can manage to time something, you know, so that it's coming out, you know, late July, August, September next year, that'll be the first time we get those interviews again. And then we'll get them back again in 2011 and through 2015, when it'll be very, you know, be very strong through 2012 through 2015.
Okay, because I was shooting for October.
Shooting for next year? For
yes.
late July, August, September.
Okay.
That's the first time we'll have those energies. If you're able to get something ready by then.
Right.
If you're able to get something ready by then.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
It does. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank
have
you
a
for
great
calling
holiday.
In. Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stacey, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have Leah. She is calling from Seattle. Leah,
okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
What's Leah's information here?
She was born on December the 19th, 1953.
Okay.
In New York.
What time was she born?
1:59 p.m.
1:59 p.m. And you said, is it New York, New York?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And Leah, how can I help you?
Well, we had a phone reading for a while ago, and you said that you hadn't seen a chart like mine in a really long time. The last time someone had a ranch and it was a multimillionaire, and
yes.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what's coming up in the next few weeks, the next month, around my work and my book and stuff. So, yeah.
Around your work. Now, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a psychologist, and I've been applying to insurance companies and different programs and lots and lots of different variety of places. So,
are you not working right now?
No, I have private clients that I see. It's not enough to sustain me.
I see. Okay.
So I'm wondering, am I going to get
clients? So let me
see
what's going on here. Actually, right now should be a pretty strong time for you. So you haven't, nothing's come in yet, huh?
I've had some really good interviews, and I've been number two three times, and I guess I'm not supposed to be where I interviewed, but.
Wow.
I thought I was.
Because it looks like you have, fair amount of energy going on here that right now that could land you something very soon. or, good. You know, even next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've
you see
got,
where, what kind of environment?
What kind of an environment? Well, it could be, is there anything that you're applying to that's educational?
That's what?
Educational?
No, they're supervisory positions, so I guess,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, supervisory, okay.
Yeah,
that would probably be a good possibility for you.
Okay.
Is there anything that, let's see, so what kind of places are you applying to?
Insurance companies. I have an interview actually at a nursing home and a rehab center that I'm really not that keen on working at, but I am going to the interview. I was more interested in getting into kind of care management with the insurance industry to make sure people got what they needed out of the insurance companies and be an advocate and also a supervisor. And I don't really, you know, care. I want to be where I can be used the most.
Right. It looks like it would be better for you in the other place, the nursing home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would consider it. I'm afraid I have to go, but thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you again.
All right. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to go to Teresa. She's calling from Seattle. Her birthday is April 16th, 1969. She was born here in Seattle at 9:41 a.m. Teresa, you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, happy to do so. How can I help you today?
I'm hoping that I don't have a specific question, except that I have a lot of things falling away and going on, and I'm wondering if maybe by the information I've given you that you can tell me where I really need to be tuning in and focusing, putting my energy into.
When you say things are falling away, is it in your home life or your things from your past?
It's a little bit of everything, but I'm really struggling. One of my things is we've financially, I feel like we're on a treadmill and we're not. We're actually better as far as budgeting, and yet we are struggling more.
Oh, wow.
So I'm at a loss of saying, okay, it doesn't make sense that something is not working, or maybe I'm missing something, but it's an interesting thing to where a lot of the money that we're making good money, and yet we're struggling.
Right.
It's out the door as fast as we get it. If not,
well,
I'm glad
you brought up this issue because it's actually very common. And mm-hmm. the major problem with it is because we get into the habit of struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that energy of being in struggle is what we send out to the universe.
Right.
So the universe interprets that as meaning that we want more struggle. So all it continues to do is send you more and more and more struggle.
Right.
And the problem with this situation is in our bodies, every emotion that we feel creates a chemical in our body. So the chemical for struggle gets felt. You know, you feel like you're struggling, so the body makes the chemical for struggling.
Right.
And then after you've done it enough, you see, it makes more receptor sites for the chemical for struggling. And so because there's more receptor sites in your body makes more chemicals for struggling. And we get into these unbelievable ruts of emotionally feeling in a particular way and recreating over and over and over again more and more of what we don't want. So it's extremely important for you to pay attention to your feelings about money and what you're thinking and feeling about money.
I do.
You see?
Yeah, I'm extremely conscious of it, and I'm actually, you know, as far as the whole, you know, what we are, your beliefs bringing about feelings and, you know, manifesting it physically and all that.
Right.
And there are some, you know, deep-seated things as well that I've acknowledged and I'm working on, but
you might consider doing, you know, like the Emotional Freedom and Healing Release for Prosperity. It's a CD set that releases the fear and negative emotions associated with money out of the physical body. And that would release it faster so that you can start putting out a different energy to the universe. And
my husband is one that is really, I think, throwing a wrench in it as well, is instead of collaborating, there's a lot of division.
Oh,
which is
uh-huh.
making some more challenges. So what he's done is he's separated himself, and I mean that in a lot of ways. He's pulled his funds out and made his own checking account and refuses to help pay bills unless he's got proof of what the bill is and, you know, these type of things, which with me it's like I'm working on my stuff, and yet he's added another set of
Yeah, I see.
Challenges into the mix. So it's like, I have to, like, try and validate that this bill is due, and then I have to struggle to get him to pay me, and then I got to put it in my account, and then I've got to try and pay the bill on time.
So see what you're describing?
Yeah.
do you see that?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There is your money issue right there. There's nothing but struggle around it with your your husband. It's right there. It's right there, and it's manifesting big time, just even in your checking account situation.
Yeah.
This energy is actually yours, and he's just expressing it for you. You see, it sounds crazy, but this is what goes on with all relationships.
Right.
So,
I think with our relationship-wise, it's manifesting into physical forms because we're also, you know, relationship-wise, separating.
And oh, okay.
He doesn't want to take account for, I mean, we're separating, but we're still living together right now. But in all reality, it's divided. So, I mean, I would rather, at this point.
So is there a way?
A roommate would be more respectful than what we're dealing with now.
It's not a
fun scenario. I would love to, but financially I'm strapped. I mean, I'm lucky to be able to pay the necessary thing. It's just crazy how I think, you know, when you look at the
has to move out when you're separating.
Yeah, yeah.
And that gives you an opportunity for a housemate.
Uh-huh. And I think it's coming. I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Yeah, we're going into Mars retrograde, so you'll have another opportunity to reevaluate this whole financial piece, which is what's going to happen for you.
Right, okay.
But, you know, you have other ways money can come to you besides from your soon-to-be ex.
Right.
You just haven't recognized them yet. You have other assets. There's other ways that money can come to you. You can win the lottery.
You know, you're the second person that said that today. So it's
and you certainly have the potential here. So, in fact, if I were you, I'd go buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, that
today
would be
or tomorrow. I would buy. Yeah, because you definitely have that potential to do that very soon. So I wouldn't. You know, see, your language is that you're strapped.
Yeah.
You see, so that's your reality.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to give up that whole mindset of being impoverished and start recognizing that the universe is happy to provide for you, and start recognizing that there's like an extra pocket that's available to you from the universe for anything you need. It will come to you if you start thanking the universe in advance. Start using that technique I gave you today when I was talking about an attitude of gratitude. Start thanking the universe in advance for anything you need, truly being grateful for it, and it will show up. I mean, I've raised thousands and thousands of dollars that way. I mean, it's amazing how fast it can come in.
I do the gratitude thing, but I do also, and I recognize when I'm restricting, you know, I'm starting to close off and I get in that funk of victimness and thinking of everything.
Well, I'm going to have to close for now, but I would recommend that you get the release for the prosperity, emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity on the Polaris site. And that will help you release a lot of the negative energy that's going on in your body. And then you can start improving from there. And you might consider getting the 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business CDs. We have one set left that's on sale for $50 off. And see if you can start shifting things that way.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm sorry I have to go, but the clock is running. And
thank you so much
for calling in. You're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. This week your tip is this. Do what you can to pay off or pay down debts. Studies show that one of the biggest items that hold back prosperity is debt. When debts got paid off, people got more income, more customers, and greater success. Many people even jumped their income to the next highest level, such as 6 or 7 figures, when debts were paid off. So from an energetic point of view, that's a drain on your energy. It holds you down. So make a plan to reduce them and watch your prosperity increase. Now next Friday on December 18th, tune in to my Winter Solstice Show with modern-day alchemist and mystic Angela Nicastro. She'll provide you with some of the best information about the energies of our winter solstice and what to expect for the next quarter. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, get your 2010 Good Timing Guide or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.